The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Ren Lake Area Tourism at RenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. That's right. You know, we've been on the air here with ESPN this year. It's our 25th year on ESPN Radio, and we are so grateful to all of you, the listeners, our sponsors, Waterworks Marine, Daiwa, Captain Tony, and others that have brought this program to you every single week. Well, I know we're all rolling over because we're still in a tryptophan. I think that's what it's called when you eat too much turkey. But, oh, my God, it was a great Thanksgiving, had a beautiful time. But, you know, the people that were out in Michigan that are still out deer hunting, let's not forget them and enjoying that. And also the perch fishermen on the Chicagoland lakefront that are having way too much fun, and I do mean way too much fun, trying to find those little bandits, as I call them sometimes, chasing around the lakefront. That's always a good time. But really, it's such a good time. Every day is a good time, but it's just a little special with being a Thanksgiving weekend and everybody on the lakefront. It's a tradition. I was out there Friday having a good time. But, you know, let's talk about a few other things that are going on here. You know, first of all, I want to mention to you people that deer season. I started deer hunting when I was like 18 years old. I grew up in the city of Chicago, never deer hunted, fished a lot. Moved up to Michigan, and I was with people that kind of adopted me because they were like, boy, you're a city kid. And, you know, the Hales and the Bevins family that lived up around the Whitehall area, they took me under their wing. And I really found out that deer season wasn't so much the point of harvesting a deer. Yes, you want to take, you know, enjoy the venison. But it's the camaraderie, it's the family, it's the friends, the extended friends getting together, talking about deer hunting, having some unbelievable meals. The grandmothers and the great-grandmothers are cooking and having it's almost like a special holiday. And trust me, in some states, they close the schools and businesses because everybody doesn't go to work. They all go deer hunting. But it's not just hunting. It's everything around it that makes deer season such a special time for me and thousands and thousands and thousands of other people. And it is just a great time to enjoy nature, your family, your friends, tell stories, sit around, maybe play a little cards, watch some football, watch the kids outside play. And you forget about, oh, let's go deer hunting tomorrow morning, because it really is a weekend that you spend with your family. It's really cool. Now let's talk about today's show. First of all, we're going to have Pete Meyer on. He's a very good friend of the show for many, many years. He took a little ride, like he does every year, down to Southern Illinois, do a little deer hunting. And he first did it with a bow for a couple of days. He has a nice crossbow. And then he has a gun season permit, so he just stays down there and does gun season down in Southern Illinois. So it's like a twofer. So we're going to hear how he did and the enjoyment that he had being out in the great outdoors. Then we're talking to a friend of ours because there's so many, like we mentioned, you can go perch fishing, you can go smallie fishing in the rivers, the lakes are still open, you can fish, or you can go do a little deer hunt with the bow right now until the second gun season in Illinois. But then there's waterfowl season with geese and ducks and all of that going on. Oh, yeah. We got to definitely check into that. And we're going to be talking with another good friend of ours, Brian Griffin, who I've known for, we're not even going to say Brian, sorry, with a waterfowl report from him for geese and duck hunting. What he has seen, because he hunts from the beginning of that season, waterfowl season, he hunts waterfowl every day. I think he only missed one day this year so far, but he hunts every day of the season. So he's got his finger right on the pulse, and he's a really good angle hunter. But he's also a real good fisherman, by the way. After we talk with him, we're going to get a little report from my grandson, Aiden. I'm not sure if it's going to be a hunting or fishing report because I know he was out deer hunting. So let's get on with today's show. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic Southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95... Big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say, "Hey, we want some crappie!" You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Well, you know, last weekend was opening day of deer season, I think, everywhere in the United States. And on the phone with me right now, we've got a gentleman that I've known for X years, and Pete Meyer. How you doing, Pete?
Oh, fantastic, Chauncey. How are you?
Well, you're a lot better than me because I wasn't able to go deer hunting last weekend, and I know you... Love is not the right word to say. You are ecstatic about deer hunting. It is pumping through your blood.
Yes. If it isn't in the archery season, it's in the shotgun season.
Yes. So you basically deer hunt for 3 months.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I already got one with the crossbow about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I just harvested the little button buck. On Saturday with the shotgun.
With the shotgun, right. And, I mean, you have a long-running... you've got more trophies hanging in your man cave than I want to tell people about. And, you love eating the venison and stuff like that. But and the reason I want to talk to Pete this morning because, A, he was a successful hunter. And, you know, it doesn't... You don't have to shoot a 8, 10, 12-point buck. If you shoot a doe, if you shoot a spike, if you shoot a 4-point, if you shoot a button buck, it doesn't make a difference because you've harvested a deer, and the deer is the trophy.
Exactly. And it all eats well. Especially the young ones eat so much better than the big bucks.
Yeah, not as much testosterone.
The bucks are nice for trophies. Trophies on the wall, but I harvest deer just for eating them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's the venison what we prepare. It's fantastic.
Oh, exactly. Now, you also use you changed over to a crossbow some time ago, right?
Oh, yes. About 10 years ago, I became a pro staffer for 10-point crossbows, and I've purchased them, a few of them already, and I've been hunting with them successfully for many years.
Yeah, and during archery, I should say before shotgun season, we did have somebody come on and talk about crossbows, and it may hold like a shotgun, a slug gun, but it's not going to shoot as far. It's going to increase your accuracy, right?
Oh, it shoots fairly far. I can shoot with my crossbow, I'm easily set up for 50-yard shot.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's so
I've shot numerous at 20, 30, 40, and 50 yards with the crossbow already.
Wow. Okay, cool.
But the gun, you can go out 50, 150, 250 yards with your shotgun.
And we'll talk about that. But, you know, okay, so you're out there. It was funny. He called me from the blind on right before season. And, you know, he also hunts down in the Red Lake area. And I've got to tell everybody, you know, when you think about going deer hunting, you know, you think about going out in a camper, meeting a bunch of guys, renting a little cabin someplace. Nah, Pete's got a smarter way of doing it. He goes down to Ren Lake, gets a room at the Seasons Hotel, right?
Seasons Lodge, yes.
Seasons Lodge, rather. And a nice, comfortable place. And then he hunts, what did you tell me, 10 minutes away?
5 minutes away.
5 minutes away.
Public property, 5 minutes away. I can hear the trucks and cars going by on I-57, so mm-hmm. That's how close it is.
Wow.
It's still close and far enough away for shooting, but mm-hmm. That's where the deer are.
Oh, that's so cool. And so we're talking, and, you know, he was going out to the blind, and like I said, it was before gun season when you were down there with the crossbow.
Right.
You got in the blind, and what happened?
Oh, I was sitting there waiting with the crossbow. And five beautiful big turkeys come walking out 40, 50 yards away. And that was a real thrill. So I videoed that on my phone.
Mm-hmm. Nice little
then,
show, wasn't it?
It was fun. It brings the adrenaline up. You know, when you mm-hmm. see all this wildlife and nature, it's fantastic. That's all part of the hunt. not just killing a deer or killing anything for that matter. It's being in the woods, enjoying the great outdoors, and being able to do it. And it's a pleasure and an honor to do this.
Oh, God, yes. And then didn't you have a deer walk to the left of the blind?
Oh, that's right. That was opening. No, it was the first day I was out there with the crossbow.
Right, with the crossbow.
The 8-point buck walked up like 30 yards away. I had gotten into the blind about 10 minutes earlier at like 10:30, and I had cocked the crossbow, but I never put an arrow in it, figuring I got plenty of time. And lo and behold, this 8-point buck walks up 20, 30 yards away, and there's no way I can get an arrow, unlock the safety, and get the bow back up. When I started to do that, it turned around and ran off. So you have to be prepared. You have to be ready. And it's amazing how things can happen in the woods. And it happened to me with the crossbow.
That's cool.
So I thought I was done for the season until I got one on Saturday with the shotgun.
Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, you mentioned, you know, the turkeys are out there. This 8-point busts you a little bit on the chops. And, you know, and it's so cool when you're sitting there and, you know, you're looking to the right, you're looking in front of you, you look to the left, nobody's there. You look to the right, nobody's there. You look back to the left.
And there it is.
And there he's standing.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And then at 4:15 on Saturday afternoon, now this is the second day of gun season already, mm-hmm. I'm thinking, well, I'm just not going to harvest them. I only heard a few shots all day. And 4:15, I see these two deer run across the field from out of the woods behind me. And I just previously moved my blind. I figured, well, I'll get out of the blind at like 2 o'clock. Took the blind down, set it in my sled, pushed it over into the field at the edge of the field of the tree line. And I tucked myself in with the chair right at the edge of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there for 4 hours until 4:15 when these two deer run across the field, way out in the middle of the field, running towards another woods.
Mm-hmm.
And I yelled at them. I whistled and I went, eh. And then I went, hey. And they stopped. So I pick up my shotgun, set it up on my stick, pulled the trigger at 100 yards, and it just stood there. I went, uh-oh, it must be 150. So I went down 2 more notches, and I put it right on its chest and pulled the trigger, and it dropped. And that was a 150-yard shot with a shotgun.
Mike, that's, you're reaching out.
Yeah. Wow. And I thought, I didn't just do that, but I just did.
Mm-hmm.
So it turned out to be a little button buck, which is even harder to shoot at 150 yards.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. It's all eating.
Right.
And it's all good for the table.
Yeah, it's good for the table, good for the freezer.
Exactly. And I'm not out to be trophy hunting. I got plenty of trophies on the wall, and I got turkeys and pheasants and deer heads, and I'd rather have the meat in the freezer.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I don't know. You have the deer pins from the state of Illinois that you've acquired over the years.
Oh, yes.
You've got, like, what number? How many?
Oh, my gosh. I've got 5 Illinois plaques that hold, like, 30-something apiece.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all filled.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so that gives you an idea.
Yeah, we're talking 150 deer, you know? And
But I've been doing it in the 70s. You know, I've been doing this for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, so, but the other thing I want to tell people is you weren't just doing Kentucky windage with your gun. A, your gun is properly sighted in at 50 yards. But the scope
with the scope I have, I sighted it in at 50 yards, and then at the BDC reticle. So the next circle would be 100 yards, and then it goes on consecutively after that. So it goes from 50 to 100 to 150 to 200. And then the bottom reticle can be 250 yards.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have it on a stick and you're ready and steady, you should be able to harvest the animal.
Yeah.
And I did at 150 yards.
Right. And the thing you said is you put it on your stick, your shooting stick. And I see guys using
You've got them for sighting them in. You've got the nice tripods. You can set up your amp and your guns and your archery equipment. Mm-hmm. on a tripod, which is fantastic, but it's too hard to carry in the woods. So I carry a shooting stick that's adjustable for elevation. And I strapped it to the inside underneath the scope on the barrel of the gun and just stood it in the ground, and I sat and held it. And when the deer comes out, all you have to do is steady yourself, and it's 99% more accurate than trying to shoot off your shoulder.
Shoot off your shoulder, yeah. And I wanted people to hear about this because, A, yes, you took a long shot, but you were properly, you know, zeroed in. You knew scope of your rifle, your shotgun, slug gun. So you can go, okay, 100, you know, 50, 100, 150, okay, boom. You're using something to keep the gun steady because you'd be surprised. At when you hold something and you're, you know, you could be even when a 22 when you're squirrel hunting.
Oh, yeah.
And you could take a breath of air and you're off.
Oh, yeah. The minute you take a breath or your heartbeat just moves the gun barrel.
Yeah.
And if it moves a quarter of an inch, at 150 yards, that's 10 feet.
Yeah.
So you want to hold your breath, just like archery, and guns the same way. You always take a deep breath before you pull the trigger or shoot the bolt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. I took a big breath. I shot once, and I went, oh, I must have shot a little low. So I brought it to the next increment, and it worked.
Sounds good. Well, Pete, I want to thank you for coming on the show and enjoying a successful hunt down in the Rend Lake area. And I've got to tell you, You jarred me hard enough to say, Chauncey, you need to do that down there next year.
There
just
you go.
Pack it up, go down there for a few days, and enjoy a good hunt down in the Rend Lake area. That would be fun.
Oh, it's fantastic.
That would be fun.
That would be awesome.
Well, Pete, once again, congratulations on your 151st or 155th, whatever it is. And I look forward to coming out and having coffee in the man cave.
You got it.
All right.
Thank you very much, Chauncey. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. That was Pete Meyer, everybody, a long, long, long friend of Chauncey and Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Chauncey here. That's the sound you'll hear at the Illinois Conservation Foundation's Director's Hunt on November 27th and 28th at the Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area, just a little west of Springfield, Illinois. This two-day controlled pheasant and chucker hunt is an all-inclusive hunt that is great for all ages and skill levels with plenty of birds released. The Director's Hunt is priced at $425 for individuals or $1,500 for teams of four, which includes two hunts, meals, overnight lodging in a great hotel, plus a guide and dog if requested. Between the 2 days of hunting, there's a banquet dinner in downtown Springfield where we will have live and silent auctions and great raffle prizes and more. So go online and sign up at ilconservation.org and come out and have fun supporting the Illinois Conservation Foundation and 2 days of upland bird hunting. I'm going, so should you. Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. And stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoat frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one.
Hello, everyone. Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Deer Hunters! Hey! How you guys doing? You're listening to Shane Rap, and this one's going out to everyone who's heading up to the North Wisconsin Woods to do a little deer hunt this year.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Deer season's back, it's finally here. Take the fellas up north and stay in the shack. A week without the wife won't want to come back. Gotta wake up early on opening day. But first I better finish off a case I say. Spend the night playing cards and drinking blast beer. Shoot, there it is, let's get some deer.
Shoot, there it is, shoot, there it is.
Hey everybody, shoot, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Shoot, and on the phone with me, we got a gentleman I've been knocking around on a pier with him for a while. I don't think I've ever gone hunting with him, but he is a treasure chest of waterfowl hunting information of what's going on in the upper Midwest, especially northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin. We've got Brian Griffin. Griff, how you doing, my friend?
Very good, Chauncey. Thank you very much for having me on.
No problem. You know, this is like, what do you do? I could go perch fishing. I can go deer hunting. I can go waterfowl hunting. I can go, you know, this is one of the craziest times of the year to do anything. And I wanted to talk about what's happening with the waterfowl season, because it hasn't been that cold. It hasn't been a lot of things. So what are we doing out there?
Well, it's been unseasonably warm. It's been definitely a warm November. October was very, very good. A lot of geese. Our soybean fields were down right away. Very good couple weeks. And then it slowed up a little bit. Geese got a little bit smart. They've been hunted a little bit. And we had no corn cut. We were starting to get rain, and it kind of slowed things down for the farmers. But this last past, you know, week and a half or so, all of our corn is down. So we're able to get back in some of these fields that have not been hunted this year. The geese have not seen our decoys in them, and it's been pretty good for us. The duck hunting has been a little bit slow, but I think that is about to change here starting probably this week, definitely into next week with some like 19, 20-degree lows coming. So we're going to start seeing some new birds here soon, very soon, I think.
Oh, exactly. And one of the things that I could be wrong with this, Brian. Please correct me. But, you know, ducks, they're going to move down if it gets cold up north and they get some ice covering some of the ponds and different things, backwaters. The ducks will move out, but the geese will stay north. But once you get a little bit of a cover on the ground where the geese can't see food, that's when they make their migration south, isn't it?
That's when they start loading up here. Yeah, I mean, we're in about the perfect area for that. We're real lucky here in northern Illinois as far as we've got the Fox River. We've got a lot of gravel pits and quarries, and they definitely load up. We hold a lot of geese here. We raise a lot of resident geese, and then they decide we get the wild ones in. They mingle in here. And it takes an awful lot of weather and a lot of snow to get them to leave our area up here.
Oh, yeah, because they're able to find, and if we have a mild winter, you know, I remember as a youth, not really a youth, but when I was younger, we would make that trek to southern Illinois and see gazillions of geese down there at Horseshoe and Carbondale and stuff. And they don't get those because they're all sitting around up here, which is great for us.
The flyway has definitely changed a little here.
Yeah, which is definitely great for us. Now, I know you work with Porter's group, right?
Porter's Hunt Club,
yeah.
Yep.
You work with Porter's Hunt Club, and, you know, you guys have got some prime fields. And when those ducks are moving, you're also getting the ducks mixed in with those, you know, fat Canadian, you know, geese.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. We've had a few hunts this year where we've got some mixed ducks and geese in the field. We've had a couple good duck hunts. We've got a little bit of water that we do hunt. But we're waiting. We're waiting for the new ones to show up, for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah. Some of my friends that have been out hunting this past week, and I was... My problem is I keep getting overbooked, and I couldn't get out hunting this weekend for deer or waterfowl. And they said on the Fox River that a couple of my friends that were hunting there, they said they got teal, they got a bufflehead, a bluebill, and something. I mean, it was like, what? They should have been long gone.
Nice little mixed bag of ducks, yeah.
Yeah, they should have been long gone. And that's why I wanted to talk to somebody like you who's going out a lot. You know, goose hunting and, you know, duck hunting. And this is where I'm like, I'm scratching my head because it's like the perch in Lake Michigan. Where did they go? You know?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Yeah. So the ducks and the geese are the same thing. It's like, we shouldn't be seeing any teal flying through, but we are. Which kind of surprised me on the Fox River this weekend. Now, when somebody's going to go out with you, when they, you know, they call up Porter's Hunt Club and they set up a time to go, you know, and they can ask for you or, you know, however that works. I apologize. I don't know. What should they bring with them?
So valid hunting license for, you know, Illinois, mm-hmm. state stamp, federal stamp, the HIP certification. And we've got pretty much everything else we need. You know, we've got a bunch of pit lines. They're roomy. The one we just actually put in an hour ago is 20 feet long, so we can, you know, have up to 5-6 hunters and a guide. When it starts getting cold, I put 2 heaters in the pit. I'm going to be comfortable. But, you know, when you show up down with us, we're going to give you a spot where we meet in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We never really know until about the night before. It just kind of depends on what's going on with the birds, what our scouting is showing.
Mm-hmm.
And usually we meet, the decoys are all set up already. You know, I'll get out there an hour before I'm going to meet my group, set decoys up, meet the group, get there, get out there, get in the blind, kind of just give everybody a rundown of what to expect, what the way the wind is, and how we're set up for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we do half-day hunts. There's times where we're hunting just mornings, letting the fields rest for the afternoons, and then there's times where we may hunt an afternoon. The weather looks better for an afternoon hunt, or if it gets real, real cold in the season, there's times where it's kind of a midday thing. We know those geese are not going to get off that little bit of water that they're keeping open mm-hmm. Until that sun gets up the warmer part of the day. They're going to go feed a little bit, spend a little time in the fields, and get back. So there's times where it's, you know, middle of the day is actually better than morning or afternoon.
Mm. And really, what you're talking about here is, you know, this is we're literally on the cusp of, because, okay, we're going to have 30-degree weather. It's going to be colder in Wisconsin, folks. And that's going to force a lot of these, you know, birds to come down, which only makes it for a greater hunt. Now, you guys have all the decoys and stuff, correct?
Oh, yeah.
And probably too many decoys, if you ask me.
Way too many decoys.
Way too many decoys. I think I have a bag of decoys in my crawl space. I keep telling people, I go, I think they're mating because there seems to be more and more every time I go in the crawl space. You know, but, you know, so you have the decoys. Someone like you, you know, the guides are out there are very good callers. So, you know, if you're not used to calling, I'm just being, this is me saying it, not, you know, not Brian. You know, don't bring your call. Okay, because let somebody who can call, you know, well, let them call for you. You can learn by listening and watching stuff like that. And then dress for the occasion. And if you think you have too many clothes on, that's okay, because you can always take them off. You just can't put them on, you know.
That's right.
And what is it that, I mean, I love goose hunting. Oh, my God. I always make the comment. You know, yes, you watch the birds and you see sunrise and you do this, but it's that after you, you know, take that bird out of the sky, it's that thud that they make when they hit the ground. You go, oh yeah, that's a good one.
Pretty satisfying.
That's a good one. And that's what it's the excitement of seeing. It's like, I guess, yeah, I would have to compare it to deer hunting, because you're watching the world wake up from a blind. And I spent so many days in blinds throughout Northern Illinois and Michigan that it's so fun to watch everything, you know, start and kick up and do things. You know, I remember many years ago, I was out with, I was with Porter's group. Yes, I was with Porter's hunt club. And we're in the blind, and the gentleman at the end is our guide, Bobby. He is just wailing on his goose call, wailing on this goose call. It was a learning experience just to watch us. And it was so funny. He goes, I'm going to get him in, but you got to give him a little bit before you shoot. So he said, when I yell now, that means stand up. But if they're right over us, don't shoot them, because you're going to miss them. I'm like, yeah, right. They're going to be right over us. Honestly, I thought I could tickle their belly button. The guide called them in so close. I was like, whoa. You know, and it's just, it's excitement. It's fun. And that's, I'm getting excited about going goose hunting now. That is thing. And once again, you know, bring your shotgun. What kind of choke would you recommend people have in their guns?
Modified, factory modified is just fine. Most of our shooting is, you know, it's over decoys inside of 30, 35 yards. Mm-hmm. And sometimes a lot closer.
Yeah, well, that's tickled their belly button when I came over.
That's right.
You seen it? You know, hey, don't pull the trigger. Let them get away about 20 more yards. Okay, boom. Okay. But, you know, and then, like I said, dress warm, you know, bring a thermos and stuff like that and some munchies. And, you know, if you bring a little bit of extra for the guide, trust me, they'll munch on something. They're always proud to do that. But, I mean, this is just an exciting time. And literally, yeah, we had an early season. We've had a lot of resident guys, but they get smart to what's out there. But if we get some new birds coming in, like we're talking about, Brian, who everyone we're talking about, Brian Griffin, who knows these birds are coming in from Wisconsin down, is only going to make it more exciting and more accessible for us to take more birds, you know? And we're only allowed two geese a day. Three geese. What do I get two from?
Yeah, they bumped it a couple years ago now. So now we can get three.
Yeah, and you know, there's so many great ways to cook them. Don't think, you know, you just flay those big breasts off and the grill, chunk them and wrap them in bacon and soak them in a little Italian dressing and then put them on the grill. Oh, there's so many. Just call me up. I'll help you cook them. And but I'm gonna eat with you. But that's the cool thing about it. And, God, Brian, you've been seeing these geese and ducks come through there. And a lot of people don't realize you could get mallards and all these other ducks in the cornfields, right?
Oh, absolutely. They certainly follow the geese. The geese know where the good food is. And when it starts getting cold, they've got to eat. If they're going to stay here, they've got to get some grain in them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's, you know, they're going to look for that. And the other thing that the geese will look for, too, is green grass. And that's the other thing they'll look to nibble on. So that's why, you know, I've known some people that have, you know, gone and blown snow out just to have some green grass showing, because that's like, hey, the neon sign, eat at Joe's right here. But it is just so exciting. And a lot of the places that, you know, Porter's Hunt Club is out of where?
Wakanda. So we hunt Lake McHenry and Kane County.
Oh, you're in Kane County too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. I didn't realize that. So really, anybody, you know, I live near Brookfield Zoo, and it's a simple ride. You could be, you know, at Porter's within an hour, and then you guys shoot out from there, or they'll meet you if you're going to be at this place hunting or that place, because they're going to put you on fields with birds, especially when the ducks and the geese are coming through, the ducks. There's, oh, I'm sitting with my eyes closed, Brian, saying, okay, I got it. What, I got a couple of geese. I got a couple of greenheads, mallards. What a way to have a good day. That's just so much fun.
Absolutely. Share a blind with some good buddies. Have a good laugh.
Exactly. Hey, if somebody wants to get a hold of you guys, what is a phone number or a website that they should check out?
Yeah, so the website is portersoutdoors.com. We also have a Facebook page. Just look up Porter's Hunt Club. And we pretty much upload that daily of all our hunts. Everybody gets to see what's going on. And then the phone number is 1-800-345-0259.
Repeat that phone number for me.
That's 1-800-345-0259.
I'm sitting here smiling and giggling of all the times, you know, talking to my friends on the, you know, from the radio show in a blind early in the morning. And it's just, it was so much fun. Brian, thank you for making me smile so hard this morning on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Thank you very much for having me on this morning.
No problem. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Chauncey here. That's the sound you'll hear at the Illinois Conservation Foundation's Director's Hunt on November 27th and 28th at the Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area, just a little west of Springfield, Illinois. This two-day controlled pheasant and chucker hunt is an all-inclusive hunt that is great for all ages and skill levels with plenty of birds released. The Director's Hunt is priced at $425 for individuals or $1,500 for teams of four, which includes two hunts, meals, overnight lodging in a great hotel, plus a guide and dog if requested. Between the 2 days of hunting, there's a banquet dinner in downtown Springfield where we will have a live and silent auctions and great raffle prizes and more. So go online and sign up at ilconservation.org and come out and have fun supporting the Illinois Conservation Foundation and 2 days of upland bird hunting. I'm going, so should you. Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and low dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoyrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Ren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Ren Lake Area Tourism at RenLake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I like big bucks and I cannot lie. You other hunters can't deny that when a buck walks past your stand real fast, you want
to
pull.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Some guys, they'll even take shots at an itty bitty doe that still has spots, but I don't chew for venison meat. I'll shoot a cow if I want to eat. Yeah, my buck meat is tough like jerky, but I know it won't hurt me, so it might not be for cooking. But that mounted.
Welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're enjoying today's show. It was really good hearing from Pete out there in Southern Illinois and having that 8-point buck kind of crawl up on his left hand. That if you're a deer hunter, it's happened to us all. We call it getting busted. You look left, you look right, you look back left, and there's a deer standing there looking at you. You got busted. But then it's always fun with the waterfowl hunting, the ducks and geese that are going to be moving, are moving through and have been here for a while. So that was all a lot of fun. But let's get into some outdoor news, and we better start out with my grandson Aiden's report. I'm not sure what he did, but let's hear it. And this report is brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. That's right. Give Wayne Libera a call and say, hey, I want that Chauncey price, and he'll know what to give you. Okay, Papa, Dad and I went deer hunting for a couple of days, and all we saw were does, and we didn't have a doe permit. I thought I might have saw one spike horn, but we couldn't see the horns the second time I looked, so we let it go by. We went over to the Muskegon River, and the steelhead numbers by the guys along the shore said are really low, and the fish that are in the river are scattered all over the place. They said the best baits were leeches, sculpins. I had to go look up what a sculpin was in my fishing book that you gave me, and other patterns that are gonna have a lot of color in them that are good for fall steelhead. The trout continue to be available on nymphs and streamers in some of the stretches, but we didn't see anyone catching anything. But the guys who were trying said that that's what they were catching their fish on. I hope you ate a lot of turkey. We ate a lot of turkey here. We'll talk to you soon. Love, your hockey star and fishing professional in training, Aiden. Gotta love Aiden. And the Aiden's Fishing Report is brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Hey, the 2023 fall firearm season for turkeys in Illinois. Gobble, 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 gobble. It's, you know, Thanksgiving turkey, you know, that's why I brought it up. The season was like October 21st to the 29th. And the numbers are really kind of weird. Statewide turkey harvest was only 267 birds, which is really low. Back in 2005, they got 1,220 birds or 18 birds or something like that.
This year they issued 1,711 firearm season permits were sold, and it's a little bit, maybe 10 under from last year. But it's just that, you know, it didn't seem to work out a lot. I guess a lot of people are not out chasing turkeys. And they only allow turkey hunting in the fall in 56 counties in the 102 that are in Illinois. But congratulations to all those who got their Thanksgiving turkey, gobble, 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 out there hunting this October. I like that idea. The Lewis and Clark State Historic Site. If you got a family and you've got some time this month, next month in December, December 9th and 10th, at the Camp River Du Bois. This is the 220th anniversary of the Lewis and Clark Expedition and their arrival at the Illinois winter encampment where they stayed. It's really kind of a cool thing that they do down there in Madison County. Activities are going to be from like 10 a.m. to 4 at their interpretive center, and it's free and open to the public, so that's what makes this even better. Reenactors, demonstrators will, you know, show you what they lived like, what it was like when they came here, what they had to do to stay alive. Soldiers in uniform, period uniform, not our current uniform, but soldiers in period uniform will be there to show artillery units and all kinds of neat stuff that the kids all love to see. And you know who's going to even show up? Yes, the man himself, St. Nicholas. No, I didn't say Santa. St. Nicholas will make an appearance at the event as well. Children will be invited to get their pictures taken with St. Nick and see how gifts were given to children in the 1800s. That sounds like a lot of fun. I like that. Madison, Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is celebrating a successful elk hunting season. Now, don't laugh at me when I say this, everybody. The state's sixth elk hunting season opened Saturday, October 14th, closed November 12th. And as a result, all four, let me count, one, two, three, four, all four state licensed hunters filling their harvests were taken. The four hunters participated in the, yes, I mean, it's a small herd in Wisconsin, but it's just so funny to say four. 100, it's got a good bull elk the very first weekend. Another one harvested the week after that. So, I mean, all four were taken, so I want to congratulate them. And hunters can apply for the 2024 elk hunting season starting in March of next year. So remember that. I was talking to our friends at the state of Illinois, and 4,600 young Lake Stoygians were tagged. Stoygians. It's a Marx Brothers bit. I keep falling into it. I'm sorry. Were tagged earlier this month at Jake Wolf Memorial Fish Hatchery, and they're going to be stocked in the Illinois rivers, tributaries, Lake Sturgeon. They're very endangered species because they are such a slow and long-growing fish. You catch one that's 5 feet, that thing could be 50 to 75 years old. So they got to be very careful with them. Let's talk about some fishing up north in Vallalas County. You know where that is. Yeah, hey there, boys. There's still open water, but it's going to get real quick and ice up in the backwaters. They're talking about temperatures in the 8 degrees overnight. That'll produce ice in the shallows. Muskie are good, but nobody's up there fishing for a lot of stuff because they're all chasing deer in Wisconsin. This is one of the great times to go fish in Wisconsin, if you ask me, because everybody's chasing deer up there. Muskie were good, but you got to work for them. Suckers, though, you're getting really hard to find this time of the year. Walleye are good, but very few are out there chasing them. You could see some, you know, that ice probably early next week, I would say. So don't get too crazy out there. It'll change quickly. My buddy Darren said he was out on Big Green. Water temperature was 44 to 46 degrees, and the water is super clear. Smallies, if you didn't have live bait, and perch was a hot bait, but if you didn't have live bait, they didn't care. You could throw anything at them. They were ignoring you. Lake Geneva, they're still finding some fish in deep water, you know, using some of the old school bait rigs. That's what you have to go with right now. And you slow it on your presentation. Don't rip it through there. Back in Illinois on the chain of lakes, we're seeing some activity going on for some crappies in the shallows, but that could be changing quickly. You never know. Cold weather is really going to slow things down and slow down that retrieve if you're going to do it. And if you're working artificials, don't move them around fast. Slow it down. The perch on Lake Michigan, hit and miss. You could be catching perch, the guy next to you or the girl next to you, might not be. Or the girl next to your left might be catching a lot of fish and you're not catching any. It's a hit and miss thing. Crappie rigs, weight on the bottom, some minnows. That's pretty much what you go with. I'm also seeing some good... it's not cold enough yet for squid strips to be working, but I've heard that some small jigs with a wax worm have taken little fish. I don't want little perch. I want perch on the table, which means I want some good-sized perch. Okay, in Indiana, they're doing also a little bit better there on the Illinois-Indiana line. A lot of boat traffic. A lot of people have been down at 87th Street and Indiana, some of the piers there. Larger fatheads are what seem to be a thing that was working there. Remember that. Navy Pier had a good crowd of people on Thanksgiving day after Thanksgiving, so that was always fun to see. I was down there walking around enjoying myself. So there's lots of activity and things going down for everybody out there. I mean, we were talking about the Chain of Lakes, how that's, you know, doing well. Northern pike are still going to be active because they are a cold water fish and they like that cold water. So don't get crazy and say, oh, they're not going to be out there. Trust me, they will be out there. Those pike are just hungry little buggers. They really, really like it. Kankakee River is very, very clear. Smallmouth and walleye are still being taken. I think the water temperature, I'm doing this from my memory. Well, one of my buddies who gives me a weekly report on the Kankakee said, Chance, it's about 45 degrees, maybe a little bit warmer. Jerk baits for some walleyes. That was doing Ned rigs for some largemouth and smallmouth bass. Crankbaits will take a few fish here and there. But, you know, it's the activity is still there, and we're going to have it. Kankakee River is a good river to fish, even when things are, you know, dead of winter. There's still that moving water. Just watch the shoreline. Don't get on the ice because you could get a little bit wet. Oh, man. The other thing is the... steelhead are going to be really appearing quite well in like the St. Joe, also in the Grand River. Black River should have some fish in Western Michigan. All these steelhead activity should be kicking in real quick as the water temperatures get colder. And you'll see there's charters out on those bodies of water, the Muskegon, the Pine, the Manistee. And some of them have heated you know, shacks on those charters, and they're not a charter boat like Lake Michigan. It's a different kind of a charter boat, but and some of them aren't heated. You got to dress for the weather, so that's, hey, don't worry about that. You could do well there. Okay, we got that. On Monday, we're going to be at the Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources Director's Hunt. It's a pheasant and chucker fundraiser for the Illinois Conservation Foundation, which puts tons of money into getting women, kids, and first-time people into the great outdoors on programs throughout the state. I hope you're coming down. And if you are, make sure you come up to me and say, hey, how you doing, Chauncey? We covered a lot of information this morning. Trust me, there was a ton of stuff I was talking about. Hey, you heard the flute there, so I have to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from my friend, Apensui Majuat. Especially from our deer hunting friends, our friends that are out there waterfowl hunting, that get up early when it's dark and get all situated out in the woods or the blind. But when you watch the world go from dark to light in the morning and begin a new day, and you see and listen to nature awaken, only then you will understand what you are truly thankful for. Apensui Majuat. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we're catching. We're borrowing it all from our children's children. See you next week, everybody.